Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 101 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about gold making in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll go through my week in terms of gold making, what's going on with the game, a question from our patrons, and a discussion point. And this week, I'm going to discuss a little bit about a question that I've been getting a lot of times lately, which is, well, which professions are going to be the best in Shadowlands? And obviously, this is an interesting question, but not one I can answer yet. But we'll get to that. But I'll talk about that. The podcast is, of course, made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup that I recently revamped for TSM 410 that was released this weekend or last weekend. So everything is now up to scratch on 410, so that's very exciting. If you're interested in that, then head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And now we're going to go right into my week. So, BFA, for the first time in a while, I've spent significant amounts of gold on retail. So I'm currently sitting at 18.8 million. Roughly 3.5 million less. Well, actually, it's 3 million less because I moved 500k to my other account because I'm gonna craft some more mounts. But that's beside the point. I've spent gold. I've spent a lot of gold. And what have I been spending them on? Well, I've been spending them on primarily on the BFA world drop mounts. So stuff like captured Dune Scavenger, Abyssal Fragments for the. I don't even remember what the Nashatar, whatever it's called. Chewed on Reigns of the Terrified Pack Mule, Golden Mane, all of these. I've been buying a decent amount of them. I post them right now for more than I buy them. I'm not, but obviously the main play here is expecting that these will go up in value long term because people won't be farming BFA zones once Shadowlands arrives. That doesn't mean the price will go up. It doesn't mean there's zero guarantee of that. So I'm taking a risk here, but I'm willing to take it. I probably won't be buying too many more mounts because I already spent enough of my gold on that one market. And I've also started shopping for battle pets again, which is something I'll keep doing because I want to have a larger stock of battle pets. They sell regularly. They don't sell a lot, but I do sell battle pets every week. And it's I think I need to shop more regularly. There's a lot of battle pets I don't have in my group. I've fine-tuned my approach to buying battle pets, so it's even more efficient now, so that's nice. So that's some amount of this gold, but the vast majority was spent on the mounts. If you're looking at my sales this week, they're pretty good. I had 794k across three repost sessions, and I did sell one of these mounts. I bought it. I don't remember which one. I think it was the Dune Scavenger that I bought for 170. I bought two of them, actually, and I sold one of them for 230k pretty much within a 2 or 3 days. So that was very nice. So this market is a potential market even for flipping just now, which is one of the reasons, why I continued buying, I should say. BOE sales this week were just 422k, so I'm still getting BOE sales. I actually got one for 134k and one for 90,000, but the rest of them were 30k, 40k or below, because obviously corruption isn't going to be particularly interesting once the pre-patch rolls around and corruption just gets yeeted out of the game. So yeah, I've also seen some more cosmetic sales. Like, I'm selling on some of my realms, I have stuff like the Mists of Pandaria PvP gear and some other crafted transmog, and I've been selling that and some mounts. And I'm planning to do a larger crafting sessions, or some larger crafting sessions, to just stock up on the Panthers and the Vial of the Sands and all of that jazz. So I don't have to do that kind of stuff once we're in Shadowlands. So those are like the general plans here. And yeah, I mean, still making gold outside of the fact that I just spent a lot of gold actually investing for a patch or an expansion, which is, as I've said multiple times before, that's not something I do a lot of. But I've done it this time around, and I'm excited to see how it goes. Let's hope I make my gold back. All right, so let's take a look at Classic. Well, Classic, my current status is great, to be honest. Sitting at 3,900 gold on me and 5,000-ish worth of auctions. So that's 800 gold more on the auction house and 650 gold more on me. So definitely a good week. I did a decent amount of alchemy restocking and some questing, working on the 0.5 questline. I even spent some gold on that. But yeah, I definitely spent a lot of time restocking and posting, and I had a lot of sales. I had 4,100 gold worth of sales. So that's roughly on the same level as last week. And yeah, things are... Now that I'm done with like the major rep grind and Silithus, like there's little for me to do outside of raiding and gold making. So a lot of gold made. A lot of gold made. Very nice. It's just the same same business as usual. I've been definitely getting or running through the largest possible amount of separate charges I can get, and that's been working really well. And just restocking my alchemy group, and that's about it. Done a little bit of flipping. I think I flipped the Sash of Mercy this week successfully, so that's nice. Flipping definitely works still, and definitely something to consider if you aren't, but consumables is really where I make my gold in Classic, and it works insanely well. So yeah, now let's turn our attention to the game. And I'm recording this the day that the Shadowlands dev update went out. Obviously, and we didn't get a lot of stuff on professions, because let's face it, that's not really what the majority of players care about or give feedback about. But there was something profession related at the bottom of the dev update. Sockets on gear, which is a big thing for progression raiders and hardcore players. Like, sockets are a huge source of extra power. So how you get sockets, how many, etc., it matters a lot. It obviously also matters for gold makers, because it will determine how good jewel crafting are. So the system right now is that sockets can randomly roll on certain item slots. Helm, bracers, belt, rings. Is that it? Maybe one more. And you can also grind to buy items to apply sockets. I sort of wish they'd go with... Like, why couldn't professions provide at least one or two of these extra sockets? I think that would be... They've had that in the game before in Mr. Pandaria with belt buckles. So there's certainly a precedent. I think that would be nice, but overall, like, still... sockets are going to be probably more numerous than they were at the beginning of BFA, but less numerous than they are right now. So jewel crafting should be a relevant profession. Obviously, we can't really know how good it's going to be until stuff is finalized, but that's where it is right now, because there's going to be a lot of tuning. There'll probably be more changes to PvE, and all until they finalize like specs, combat tuning to a degree where people will know what's best, then you can't really know what people will be willing to spend gold on. Because the main thing people always spend gold on is ways to increase their character's power. So then they need to have figured out how to optimally make a character powerful, whether it for a specific class, spec, potentially even Covenant. They also said that they're not going to change the Covenant system. They're going to keep player power as a significant aspect of Covenants. I haven't opined much on Shadowlands gameplay. I don't have beta, so I don't really have anything to stand on. When it comes to that, I do think that I think Blizzard will fail at meeting their expectation of people really enjoying Shadow, or really enjoying the Covenant part of Shadowlands. I think that ultimately they are currently there are large performance gaps between talents that have been not rectified for a very long time, and there are large performance gaps between DPS specs that have not been rectified for a very long time. So unless they're willing to go to a more a higher cadence of balance patches, I think the chance that they manage to get Covenants close enough to each other performance-wise that there isn't going to be a clear best choice is just very low. And once there's a clear best choice, then everyone who can't make the best choice are going to be vilified by the community. Because, I mean, the information is out there, just Google best Covenant for your class. And if you can't pick that, then why should you be trusted to be able to even interrupt an ability in a dungeon or whatever? That's how I feel. I think that Blizzard was hoping to get it to the level where they're just going to be equally good, equally flavorful or not, or to the point where every Covenant is seen as a positive asset. But I think in reality that's unlikely to happen. But we'll see. I'm still excited for Shadowlands. I'm not gonna lie, I'm still excited for Covenants. I think they're pretty cool overall. But I do think that they're gonna suffer from being hyper-optimized by the majority of the player base, regardless of how they would prefer to engage with their Covenants. So that's it for BFA Classic. There's really not much to say, so let's just jump right over to a question from my patrons, which is actually going to tie into my discussion point this week. When a new expansion drops, when and how much time do you devote to professions versus auction house versus leveling? Can you level a character while also doing something like Darkmoon trinkets, or do you focus solely on the gold making and only level up in spare time? So this is going to be expansion specific. Like, there isn't one answer to this, because it depends a lot on how the recipes for professions are acquired. So in BFA, for instance, you could always get rank 1 for most recipes just by leveling up and going to your trainer, leveling up your profession. And then higher ranks were locked behind max level and reputations and world quests and all that jazz, which meant that there was, if you wanted to do gold making and crafting, there was no need to level up early on, aside from getting a slightly faster head start in the rep grind for higher rank recipes. But that wouldn't matter in the short term. So in BFA, the first week of BFA, I managed to level to 113. But I had honorable combatant gear, I had Darkmoon trinkets, I had jewel crafting stuff, I had enchants, I had everything on the auction house. But that was because that was how you could do it in BFA. So ultimately, it's going to depend on which recipes turn out to be the ones that are desirable, which is something we'll have to wait to figure out until they finalize both the recipes, the item level you can craft, and the classes to a degree where people can figure out, like, okay, we're going to want haste enchants, or we're going to want something else. Like, for instance, in BFA, haste was very, 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 very necessary because you didn't have secondary stats on your Azerite armor pieces. So haste enchant sold incredibly well and was a very important recipe to get. We don't know how that's going to be in Shadowlands yet. So I don't know what I'll be doing, but I will be crafting as much as I can during the first week, because it's usually incredibly profitable. Which just ties right into the discussion point: which professions are going to be the best ones in Shadowlands? A question I've been getting a lot. Now, as I alluded to at the beginning of the episode, I can't give an answer, because things have not been finalized. And by things, I mean profession recipe, the crafting mark system that is going to decide how high of an item level you can craft, the material balance of the optional reagents to choose your stats, how good these are going to be, how expensive food is going to be. Like, there's so many variables that we don't know yet, or at least I don't know yet, because the profession, like, Wowhead has profession information on their website, but they don't keep it up to date, the data mine stuff. So without access to beta, I can't I can't know. So instead of telling you which professions are going to be the best, because we don't know that yet, we're going to take a look at sort of the anatomy of an expansion launch and what players are focusing on, because that's going to say or tell us what kind of items they care about. Obviously, as I always say, like power increasing items, that's going to be where players are willing to spend gold. This is the main focus for most people playing WoW. They want to have a powerful character, and that means acquiring player power from any way they can. Grinding insane amounts of artifact power, buying enchants for everything, buying consumables eventually, buying item level. This is what people are willing to spend gold on. Just look at like corrupted BOEs who are selling for insane amounts if you have the right corruption. So ultimately, this is what we'll be focusing on. Now, the first thing players always focus on after launch, and when they hit maximum, is gear. Permanent power increases. Gear, it's not permanent because you'll eventually swap it out, but you buy it and it persists until you take it off. So this is what people focus on once they level up. They want to get enough gear to start doing mythic dungeons. And at the beginning of BFA, gear crafting was absolutely crazy good. I sold Darkmoon decks, I sold Honorable Combatant gear for insane prices the first week. They fell very quickly. The profit margin was off the charts. I think I was crafting them for like crafting Honorable Combatant pieces for 11k, 11 to 15k, and they were selling for 50 to 70,000 at the beginning, which is just absolutely crazy. And I was flipping the World Drop BOE weapons that were also just selling for absolutely huge amounts. So that's what you want to focus on first. Like the first week, the first 2 weeks, the main focus of players, what players are spending most gold on, is going to be gear and enchants and jewel sockets and gems, stuff that increases their player, the persistent stuff to increase their player power. Persistent items, persistent things, because that's what they need. There isn't, at that point, there isn't enough hard content out to mandate consumables. So there is no point in spending consumables in Mythic Zero, even with just leveling gear and initial gearing. You're still going to do them quickly enough. It's just not important to use them yet. And there hasn't been generated enough materials yet either. So if you are a hardcore player who wants to use consumables for or get ready to for the hard content, then you're going to prefer to just stockpile your herbs and start crafting and turning them into potions once the raids and M plus opens and you have actually hard content, where consumables will be the difference between timing a key or not, or getting a kill or not. So that's when consumables start getting good. Now, of course, There's some confounding factors this time around. We have intermediate crafting and optional reagents that's going to add more value to professions that don't craft items early on. Like maybe certain stat combinations are just so desirable that getting the haste mastery optional reagents is like complete necessity for crafting tailoring armor, and that's incredibly profitable. That's possible. But these are the things we can't really know yet, sadly. And we also don't know the exact item level of crafted gear. They've had crafter's marks that allow you to craft item level 200, which is normal Castellanathria level, in the beta. But is that going to stay around? They were removed in a recent build, according to people in the beta that I saw on Twitter. So, and they've never really allowed us to craft that high item level tradable gear before, so I feel it's unlikely that they'll do it again or do it this time around, but we don't know. We also don't know exactly how good the Darkmoon deck trinkets, for instance, are going to be. In the past, they've pretty much always been overpowered for their level. Like they've pretty much always been like one of the best pre-raid trinkets you could get. Are they going to be that again? If so, they'll obviously be incredibly profitable, in BFA, they were incredibly good and sold for a lot of gold. There were people making millions of gold during the first month or two of BFA just from crafting large amounts of Dark Moon decks. We could see something like that again, but we don't know. We just don't know. But my overall plans, my focus is most likely going to be blacksmithing and inscription, because they are historically and usually the best gear crafting professions due to Dark Moon decks and due to the ability to craft weapons from blacksmithing. But until they finalize professions, I don't know if that's going to be the right choice. I will be leveling all my professions. I'll be leveling every profession as soon as possible and trying to get into the meaty recipes. I'll try to level alts early if necessary to get the recipes. So let's just hope I can dedicate as much time as possible around launch week to get everything going and be the first to market, because that's another thing. Being first to market with the most sought after recipes is huge. Absolutely huge. Getting the good recipes out early is going to be incredibly important. Not perhaps incredibly important, but it's going to be a way to generate a lot of extra gold. So that's definitely something I would suggest. So yeah, guys, that's about it for what I think you should be doing early on in Shadowlands. I can't tell you yet, because the information isn't out there unless you're in beta. But the general progression is gear first, then enchant and gems, and then consumables in terms of when people are buying them. So week one, gear only is probably a pretty good idea. Week two, gear plus enchants and gems. Week three, consumables. Add consumables on top. Sort of a general progression that should work pretty well. But until they finalize both class balance, tuning, and professions, we don't know yet. So it's going to be exciting. I mean, not knowing, that's part of the fun of an expansion launch. There's going to be a lot of things to figure out. So I'm looking forward to that. It was a lot of fun in BFA. It was a decent amount of fun in Legion, even though it wasn't on the same level. But it's going to be nice. In BFA, for instance, I made 2.8 million gold in sales during the first week of BFA, which was insane. I sold Dark Moon Deck Fathoms for 1 million gold during the first week. Actually, my top honorable combatant sale was actually 95,000. Obviously, the price went down quickly to 30-40% profit margin. But if you're there early on, you're going to make a lot of gold. I'm looking forward to it. Now, that's about it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker with a final thank you to my patrons. I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.